You're sitting in your car. That's where most people listen to the radio, right? In the car. Your car is sitting on these four amazing pieces of rubber. Why are they amazing? Because they're protecting you and your family, your passengers, from the road. It's not just a matter of a car going forward. It's also there to protect you. This time of the year, we're traveling. We need to look after our tires. We need to check them out. Also, there's terrible things happening with our roads because of the rain and how it is damaging tires. So we called up the expert, Mike Levy. He is from Motormax. Hello, Mike Levy. Welcome.
Thank you.
It's very nice to have you here. Thank you very, very much. Okay, so let's just talk a little bit. Recently did a road trip, and these big trucks, there was a lot of debris around on the verges where trucks had lost their tires. And it's almost as though it looks like it's been peeled. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I know exactly what it
is. What is that?
Well, that's probably the tire was out of date. It's very possible. Tires do date. And it might have been in bad condition.
What do you mean they date?
Well, you know, tire. All
do
tires
they date their exes? Okay, I'm just joking. That was a question earlier. what do you mean tires date?
Well,
can they expire?
They can expire, absolutely, yeah.
Over how long?
Well, it has a 5-year guarantee from the manufacturer.
Okay.
It can last longer, but tires date more if they're not used. So people will say leave a tire in the back boot for 10 years and never use it. That's a dangerous tire.
Wow.
Absolutely dangerous. So he might even have had a puncture and he didn't know he had a puncture. So it'll just come to pieces.
Okay. Can that happen with car's wheels?
Absolutely.
What's your thought on, I know that it's a thing before, if you got a nail in your tire, whatever, often they'd make you change your tire. Now they've got this thing where it's like a plug. And they put it in and they put this, I don't know, it's like a, almost like a sticky rubber something and they put it in. And I've always wondered if that isn't causing a further weakness in the tire.
It can theoretically do that, but the right way to patch a tire is to do it from the inside.
Yes.
And that means removing the wheel and doing a chemical
process,
yeah. So when somebody just plugs your tire, that is in fact a temporary measure.
See, that's what nobody tells you.
Yeah, well,
I'm so glad that we got you in here.
I'm pleased to be here.
Okay, so, alright, so plugging, rather take it to, you know, a fitment center or whatever the case may be and actually have it done properly.
Properly.
But absolutely. That plugging of the tire, you know, it should be to complete the next leg until you can get to a fitment center if you're taking a road trip.
Precisely.
It is not a permanent solution. That's what nobody tells me. Nobody's ever told me that.
Well, it depends where you go, you know. You should be told about that. But the plug will take literally seconds.
Clearly going to be coming to you in future.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so, Mike, let's just talk about some other things. Potholes.
Yes.
Is there a way to protect our tires from potholes?
Not really.
I'm not saying driving into every pothole, but sometimes you can't see a pothole and it looks like the surface of the road and the next thing, boom, and before you know it.
Unfortunately not. And that's it applies to run flat tires, what is known as run flat tires safety bands. Yeah, not safety bands, and I'm not a fan of safety bands either. But run flat tires, or any tire, if you hit a pothole and it's at the right time at the right place, so to speak, the tire is going to get ruined, and possibly the rim as well.
Okay, insurance. Can we talk about insurance?
Well,
does insurance cover tires damaged by potholes?
It does. In fact, Dunlop have just come out with a free insurance.
Is that?
For 1 year, yes. On buying tires, you can, your tires
Dunlop. Will,
yes, Dunlop. You have
really?
To get onto their website and register the fact that you bought tires with serial numbers, et cetera, et cetera.
That's amazing.
And you will have a guarantee.
Do they know that we're South African?
Yeah, they know we're South African.
And absolutely. they know that we have, you know, potholes in our roads, and they're willing to guarantee tires or insure them for a year.
I find that amazing as well, because I see so many cars coming in with tires that are destroyed from potholes. It's amazing.
Wow.
So obviously they've weighed the chances of this happening to them.
Yeah.
As against it not happening, and obviously it's going to pay them to do it.
Amazing. Mike, I'm looking at the time. I wish we had had you for a little bit longer, but anyone going on a road trip this December, even if it's for a weekend, you're going out of town, what advice can you give us about tyres?
Well, you've got to have them checked out to see that they're in good condition and that there's enough tread wear left for a long trip, and that should be a minimum, an absolute minimum of 3 millimeters. And then we will probably tell you to replace them for a long trip. We might allow it on a town driving basis, but not on a long trip. So, of course, a competent person should look at the tyres and give his opinion on that.
Okay. Mark Levy, thank you very, very much. Mark is from Motormags. In Motormags, you find on Louis Boert Avenue. You close on Shabbat, but you open on Sundays.
Absolutely,
is that correct?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. What time do you open on Sundays?
8 o'clock. And basically there till 12.
Very nice. Yeah. So Mark Levy from Motormags, go and check him out. Go and speak to him about your tyres. He'll check it out.